Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Ken Astrup with the Jamestown Optimist Club. And Ken, welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks, Warren. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, we love that you're stopping by. And of course, Ken and Optimist Club only means one thing. That spaghetti feed is right around the corner.
It's going to be here on Friday night, 5 to 7.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk more about the spaghetti feed, what it's doing and what it's raising money for. But Ken, maybe for somebody who hasn't heard of the Jamestown Optimist Club, kind of explain what you guys do.
The Optimist Club is a service group. We meet every Thursday at noon at the KC's, and we would more than welcome anybody that's interested in coming to see a little bit more what we're about. But our primary focus is trying to do things with youth in the community.
Yeah.
We're involved in things like the Safety Village. For an example, we furnished all the helmets for all the kids, for first time helmets for bike riders. And then the helmets, when the kids come and trade them in to get bigger ones.
That's right. So that's one of the biggest things you guys do, at least for, that you can see in the community.
That's right. It's very visible when you see kids riding around on their bikes with helmets. Chances are they might have picked them up at the Safety Village, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
We also get involved with helping with the JAWS swim program, hockey program. We've had a golf program for a number of years where kids have an opportunity to come out and golf and move on up the line and participate in tournaments. We even had one of the kids get to go to the Nationals the one year.
Wow.
So we try to do a lot of things just to promote youth in the community.
Awesome. So again, you guys meet then on Thursdays at noon, Casey Hall. People are more than welcome to join or even come to a meeting and see what it's all about.
We would love to have them there.
Perfect. And now to do all this stuff, Ken, a club has to raise money. You guys have one of your biggest fundraisers, probably the biggest fundraiser coming up here on Friday, right?
It's our second biggest. Our biggest is when we do our raffle tickets in the fall.
Got it.
Yep. This is our second biggest, and it's a good time. The guys in the club just and gals enjoy getting together. We've got members that are members throughout the year, and they show up for the spaghetti feed because they enjoy the opportunity to help. And it's just fun time being together and then seeing the people that come through get the spaghetti. There's always good comments.
Yeah, absolutely. The spaghetti is always good. The food and camaraderie is always good. And again, all of the funds going on to the Optimist Club. And helping those things that Ken said that they work with. So Ken, paint the picture for us. Somebody hasn't been to this thing before, which would surprise me because a lot of people show up to this thing. But what does it look like? They walk into the Civic Center and what do they see?
They walk into the Civic Center. It's tied in with the sport and rec show. Mm-hmm. People have an opportunity to come and get rid of some of that claustrophobia from the winter. Yeah. Take a look and dream at the new boats and dream at things they can be doing. They have people there that'll do landscaping work for you. You can start planning out some of your projects for the summer, along with relaxation. Then they can come into the Exchequer room to eat. And we normally serve between 400 and 600 people, which takes a lot of food to do that.
It does.
And when I first got involved in it, we started talking about what to order. And I was kind of blown away. We've taken 60 pounds of hamburger, 45 gallons just of sauce, 60 pounds of pasta, 60 pounds of lettuce, and then over 3 gallons of salad dressing just to go with it. We start off with 20 gallons of ice cream, which we probably should start off with more because the last few years we had somebody running to the grocery store. We have over 500 pieces of garlic toast and then 15 to 20 gallons of coffee and lemonade.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's a fun time. People get a chance there to eat some good food, have some good festivities, fellowship. Yeah. We enjoy doing it.
Well, and again, I'll remind people, Ken Astrup with the Jamestown Optimist Club. What a good opportunity as well to learn about more about what you guys do as well. If people maybe can't make that meeting on Thursdays, stop by, have some spaghetti and talk to a member about what you guys do in the community.
Definitely. Yeah. We'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
We also try to get groups involved with helping us at the spaghetti feed. We have the JAWS swim team does quite a bit. And this year we've got a bunch of the college football players are going to come help us. They volunteered. That gives us a little bit of worry though, is that because we also tell them we'll feed them. And you just never know how much they're going to eat.
I mean, you got swimmers and football players. That's quite a lot of food right there.
Yes, it is.
Perfect. So, Ken, let's get into the tickets here, too. People can get them at the door, but they can get them ahead of time as well, right?
You can buy them from any Optimist Club member. Most of us carry us with them because we want to get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes for a good cause, but don't worry about having the ticket ahead of time. You can get them right at the door.
Excellent. And what's the cost for those, Ken?
Cost of the tickets is $10 for an adult. $5 for the kids, and kids 5 and under are free.
Excellent. Very good. Helping the kids out in another way there, too. So anything else with this, Ken? I mean, that's a lot of food. It's for a great cause in our community. And it's only one night, 5 to 7 on Friday, January 31st. Anything else about the event or the Optimist Club?
Just come and enjoy, because we'll enjoy having you.
There you go. Excellent. Come in and help them get rid of all this food. That's a lot of food that you have to go through.
And one of the things, if we do have anything left over, we do donate it.
Awesome.
We've got a group in the community that does take food, and we'll donate it, and it'll get to the needy people.
Perfect. That's another good thought then with that as well. So, but it'd be nice if there was, you know.
We always like running out.
Yeah, that's the good problem. Ken, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us.
Thanks, Warren. Appreciate it. Have a great day, everyone.